The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so we're continuing with the next halacha, which is Matan Zayin Zayin Ches. But just to refresh our memory, Zayin talked about the Ani, that Ani HaMachazer Al Pesachim. So that presumably is a guy who is going from door to door within a town. Okay, and for that guy, we say Enis Kachin Lola Matana Maruba, well, Nosan Lola Matana Muetas. You don't have to give him a lot, just give him a little. Okay, so then today's halacha is Ches. That's a different category. In Pochusin L'ani Ha'over Mi Makom L'Makom Mi Kikar Echad HaNimkar B'Pudyon. Okay, so break this down here. Okay, so here we're talking about a guy who's over Mi Makom L'Makom, and then the Makbili says B'Nigud L'ani Ha'gar B'Makom Masuyim, as opposed to an Ani who like dwells in one place. So this is like a guy who is, I guess he doesn't even have a permanent home. He's just traveling from town to town. Okay. So what do we do? What did we just say? Ain pochusin l'ani mikikar echad hanimkar bepudyon kishuhayu hachitim arba se'in besela. It's a really complicated shear. Okay. So you can't give him less than a loaf that is sold bepudyon, which we have to read what that even means. Fun Aramaic word. Mm-hmm. Okay. It sounds kind of like pudding or funyun mixed together. When wheat is sold at Arbus in for a sala. Okay. So what does this mean? Let's just look at the Makbili, not finished reading halakha. Okay. In pochusin mikikar achad anim kar b'pudyon. Nosim lo lepachos kikar lacham achas anim keres b'pudyon. Kishe arbus in chita shava sala. Okay. So what does this mean? Kikar lechem shenafcha mi 300. I had to look this one up in the kit 300. Yeah, we had to like this. Look this one up here. It's centimeter ukab, cubic centimeters. Okay, 300 cc's of himaha shtesus. And that's the important point, is that it's basically the equivalent of two meals. Okay, so you can't give him less than like two meals. And then he says, he clarifies the shirim, which we're going to cheat in a little while. Hasela hu chafdal ad ma'os, v'hasa'a chafdal ad log, v'chol log 300 centimeter mu'ukab, v'chol pudyon chati me'a, nimsesh 300 blah, blah, blahs, kemach shavos chati pudyon, akikar olal pudyon, kolal hotzah satchina v'afia. So what does all this mean? We go to the cheating. We go to Chabad.org footnote, okay, which says, which I have no shame in that. He says, half a me'ah, a pudyon is equivalent with 8 barley corns of pure silver, approximately 0.4 grams in contemporary measure. So we go to our silver gram price calculator. 0.4 grams is 28 cents. Not very much. And then it also says here, in his commentary to Mishnah Peah 8:7, the Rambam explains that this is a loaf of bread made from a quarter of a cob of flour. The commentators explain that a loaf this size provides food for two meals. The intent is that we provide him with the minimum necessary for his immediate needs. So basically, for our purposes, it just means like the equivalent of two meals. Mm-hmm. Okay, so nice and simple. Yeah.
Where does the law get those photos from? Is that from the Mishnah?
This Chabad.org one is the English set. So Rabbi Eliyahu Tauber.
Yeah.
Usually they cite their sources, but I guess he didn't cite one here.
Yeah. Apparently when my dad was growing up in, I think, Canada.
Yeah.
He went to like Hebrew school.
Oh yeah.
That was like one of his teachers.
Oh cool.
He didn't know until way later. Oh, actually no, he actually has a signed copy from it.
Nice. That's neat. Yeah. Yeah. While we're talking about that, my general shita on the Tauber English translation. First of all, I think it's the only full translation of the Mishnah Torah in English that at least is available widely. Chabad.org, I don't know what their system is. I know that for some halachos, they provide like the full thing with all the footnotes. Mm-hmm. And for some of them, they just provide the translation. And it doesn't seem to be in order, because I feel like this is in the middle of Zrayim. So I don't know what their system is. So my general thing is that I'd say like the translations are like, if I had to assign a percentage value, like 90 to 95% good. What I don't like is when they do, they sometimes do an inexact thing. And then I've heard rumor that in a couple of places, then they like editorialize for like hashkafic reasons, like to like make things like tame or like more in line with not full-fledged Ramami thing. So just like, I'm only saying that now, even though it's a rumor that you should like, you know, trust but verify. And then the other thing also is that the footnotes are very helpful for like a digest of like, of Nosei Kalim, of like Acharonim on the Ram. Yeah. So, and then also for facts like this. So pretty good. Okay, so then what happens? Oh, Kvar Biarnu Kolam Midos. Okay, we are explaining all the Midos. Okay, that's elsewhere. Vimlan, and if he spends the night, Nosnim lo matza sheyishan alav. You give him a bedding, I assume nowadays it would be like a bed to sleep on. Vekesis litein tachas merashozav, and a pillow to put under his head. Veshemen and oil and kitnis and beans. Okay, no clue why like oil and beans. First of all, I don't know if this oil is like for. Yeah, I mean, you would think that he would just say like nair, right? But the fact that he pairs it with beans leads me to believe that some sort of like, I don't really know, like
indigestion.
I guess so. Yeah, yeah. I mean, let's see while we're here. Let's see what Rabbi Tauger says. Oil and beans. Yep, that's what it says. let me just see if the any of the mafarshim say. Ravaz, no, Kesef Mishnah, no. Oh yeah. So let's look there. We have Toseftas, don't we? Oops. Tosefta and Peah. Okay. So I'm just gonna rely on the fact that if I type in Shemin Vekitnis, that'll either take us directly to something relevant or it'll help us in some other way. Shemun Vekitnis. I feel like this is not going to help. I feel like if we just find it, it's just going to say oil and beans. But yeah, not that I have anything against oil and beans. I guess it depends on what kind of beans. Yep, here we go. Tosefta at the end of Peah. Now, I believe there is an English translation here, but I don't remember if it's a footnoted one. This page does not exist. Well, I never.
That doesn't sound right.
But I saw it exist. It exists right here. Shemun Vekitnis. Okay, hold on. Let's try that one more time. Nope. All right, let's try it. What did it say? It was Peah 4.8. Let's just try it on the drop down menu.
I'm referring to the machine spirits.
Peah 4. All right, now it exists. 8. Oh, abundant footnotes, unless these are just gears of stuffs. All right. Ein poksin la'ani over mimakam l'makam mikikar b'pudyon b'arba sa'ah. Nosin l'parnas l'sas lina shemen v'kitnis. And let's see. If we have any. Perush katsar l'tosefta. No one's explaining our beans. Well, we tried. Oh, Tosefta Kapshuta. Shemun Vekitnis. Kol b'raisa b'eshkol. Motas, blah, blah, blah. Midivir harash, blah, 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 kitnis. Okay, here we go. He says, he, the Shemun Vekitnis, him parnasas lina. So that's like a nightly fare. I guess this is like the equivalent of like when you are in the middle, the medieval times and you go to an inn and they give you like gruel, you know, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, I don't get anything else from here. Okay, fine. That's good enough for us. Did you say something, Yosef, or not?
Sorry, just trying to ask myself. Process Lena, like a pre-sleep thing people like to do, like brushing your teeth?
No, I think it's food. I think it's like probably like an evening meal or something like that.
Nightcap.
Yeah, I'm going to forever change my view of a nightcap. I'll take one nightcap. No, I know, but not with beans.
Oh.
Yeah. Usually it's with alcohol. Yeah. Yeah. Is your question because like you would think that that's what the bread is for? Like that's his food? I have no idea.
Yeah, I just heard the word pronounced.
What was that?
Just confused with pronounced sling would be like.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. V'im Shavas, and if he spent Shabbos there, I think Im Nishalei Yom Shabbos. Nosnim lo mazon shalosh sudos. You have to give him three meals, right? Because it's Shabbos. V'shemen v'kinis v'dag v'yarak. Okay, and sorry, no offense.
No. I just thought it's funny that like the three meals that also like v'shemen v'kinis again.
Yeah, it's also true, right? Yeah. And fish and vegetables, which is interesting. You don't give them meat. I mean, not that you have to eat meat on Shabbos, but I guess dog and yarak is like already like an additional special thing for Shabbos, maybe.
But also, like, what's the thing? Like, what do you have to give them these three meals, assuming whatever you're eating?
Yeah, unless Mazon Shelo Sudos is like bread for three meals. I'm not sure. So that's interesting. So if you recognize him, then you give it to him lifi kvodo. That's very interesting. I mean, you recognize him that he's not a Ramai. Oh, so that's interesting also. So this is all if the guy could be a Ramai. So that's also interesting because I guess you check the guy out if he's a Ramai locally, but you don't check him out if he's traveling from Makom Lamakom. That's strange. Yeah.
How the heck are you going to check out?
Because that's also true. Yeah, you're right. You can't check them out. Yeah. That's so it's practical. And I saw. Yeah.
Also, luckily, don't you give them food?
Before
checking him out.
You mean if he says Ra'evani? Yeah. Right. Right. But this guy is doesn't say he's Ra'evani. Right. It just seems he's asking for stuff. The Ravaz says an interesting thing, which I only saw because of the footnote. He says I kind of don't know whether the Rambam holds this. I'm not sure because I feel like the Rambam would say it. He says, "Vim Shabbos nosin ein Shabbos mishnah." The ikla medak. So you can infer from here. Hari ochel shlosh sudos b'Shabbos uv motzei Shabbos ma yochal kashi yelech lemachar yitin yelech rekam. So what is he going to eat on motzei Shabbos? And you're going to let him go the next day without anything? The yishlomer delolam ani yesh biados suda achas. Venosin lo shalosh suudos uparnasas lina lamotze Shabbos hari chamesh suudos gimel Shabbos va'achas lamotze Shabbos va'achas shemolicha biado. You have to give him five meals, three for Shabbos, and then one for him to have, and then one for on the way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like that's not so clear from the Rambam, but it's interesting. Okay, so that is interesting there. Yeah. So what? Any general insights we can draw out from here from just this this case of ani over the malchum lamakum, other than just the halacha? I mean, one thing I think, yeah.
As on Shabbos, it's automatically assumed he has to stay for the night.
Right, that's also true. Right, that's true. You provide him Shabbos lodgings. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting question, by the way, with the, I mean, I know this is a concern that people have nowadays, which is, which I don't see why you wouldn't have that concern then, is like allowing a total stranger to sleep in your home.
Yeah.
Is, you know, is that that could be like a thing of sakana, you know? We check out the guy to see if we give him tzedakah for if he's local. Is there a halachic thing of like do you have to just provide the guy? I mean, you could argue that back then, you know, the sakana of like letting a guy just like not have a place to sleep at night, you know, that his sakana would warrant that you take him in. It's just interesting. I don't know where the Rambam talks about that, if he does at all. Yeah.
So what's making you say that's kind of like, Yonki, after having guests for years, seems perfectly fine.
That's called bad reasoning. You know, I mean, like, you know, there are people who like, who will, I mean, look, I don't know, if I had daughters, I wouldn't want some stranger sleeping in my house, you know, and putting my daughters at risk. I mean, you know, I'm not even talking like a murderer, but like, you know, we had, I mean, when I was, just one second here, just pause the recording. Okay, let's just read the tomorrow's halacha, just see if there's, get the gears going. Ani she'eino rote likach tzedaka. Ah, okay, this is interesting. Ani, who doesn't want to take tzedaka, ma'arimin alav, we deceive him. Right, we act with cunning. Arum, v'nosnim lo l'shem matana or l'shem halva'a, and we give it to him as a gift or as a loan, like my mom does when someone doesn't want to accept money, she'll just sneak it into their purse or into their car. You know, v'ashir hamariv es atmo, miser, a rich guy who starves himself, the eno tzara b'mamona, and his eye is he's stingy with his money. Shelo yochami mina v'lo yishta, and he doesn't even like spend it on his own food and drink. But we don't care about him. We don't let him destroy himself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an interesting thing. Let's just read this. I'll look here. Marimin osim ba'orma. We act with cunning. Hatachpula hamoseres nikras orma. Excess. Oh, that's an interesting thing. I never knew he defined takpula. Someone asked me yesterday what a takpula is. What year was that? Was it on a Monday night mission this year? Someone asked what a takbula was. I think so. Wait, that was it Monday night last night? Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh man, this coffee thing is ruining me. because I was someone asked about methodology about getting chidushim from Pesukim, and I was reading the four mission statements of Mishlei and Navin Takbula Sifne. So he says a takbula hamoseris nikris arma. So an extra strategic thing is called arma, it's called cunning. The she'ino moseris mirma. What? Wait a minute. I don't know if moseris means extra. And if it's not extra, then it's mirma. It's deception. Yeah?
I'm not
sure. Omuteris. You're right. Thank you. A permissible. There you go. Man, blame it on the coffee. a mutter takbula is called arma, and one that's not mutter is called mirma. So we see from there that it's not different in terms of the nature of what you're doing. It's just in terms of the legal status of it. Okay, l'shem matana l'shem halva'a. So matzim l'ani matana v'im eno maskim l'kabel matana matzim lo l'kabel b'halva'a l'bivad shiaskim l'kabel. So we matzim l'ani matana. Matzim here, I think we present him with a gift. V'im eno maskim l'kabel matana. If he does want a gift, matzim lo l'kabel b'halva'a. Then we let him do it. We present him as a loan. L'bivad shiaskim l'kabel, as long as he agrees to it. Yeah.
Are you allowed to force him to pay that loan?
It's a good question. You mean you are allowed to force him? Meaning, like, because it seems like the Rambam is saying you don't actually treat it as a loan, right? I get that's what I'm getting, because he says ma'arimin also by giving it to l'shem matana or hava. Yeah. Right. So you mean are you allowed to force him to pay it? It's a good question. It sounds like not, right? It sounds like it's just
a ruse.
Like if the guy comes
to you and he's like, oh, I want to pay you back, but he's talking to me.
I think you'd be allowed to do that. I would think so. In fact, just to use a practical case, I'm going to pause this. Let's finish this up. Gam klape atzmo. He's a fist clencher, even for himself. Imash gikimbo in samim lev elav in nosim lo tzedaka kani. Yeah, we don't treat him like money. So this is an interesting thing, right? The guy who was rich and had the servant running in front of him, and then like becomes poor. His psychological needs we do cater to in terms of de machsoro. Mm-hmm. But the guy who has a chuli hanefesh of like he can't bring himself to spend money to even for his own food, then we let him rot. Okay. Yeah. Correct. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That is a fine distinction. He's not de machsoro because there's no machsor except in the das. The das, not the das. Okay. All right. Let's stop here for today. Okay.
Now I make a stew.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is @Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.